got that feeling within himself that he is wrong. You understand? He's so much more important than anybody else. You see the point? His ego has been in place to make him pump up the child. He is almost mad at something. That's the reason why Paul said there in the second chapter of Colossians, that culture, intruding in those things which you have not seen, vain and puffed up in his high mind. All right, read on.
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
I will. You see that? Yeah, that one is tied up right. All right, read on.
I will set also upon the mount of the congregation.
You see that? I'm going to set upon the mount of the congregation. See, that's the mountain of the congregation. I'm not sure on the mountain.
I will
put
my throne.
Are you proud of what I said here? All right, read on.
I will ascend above the height of the...
Now, you see, that's the reason why Paul says who exalted himself above.
Oh, no.
See? You see where he got it at? Above all that is called. So that he as God is in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. See? He's putting you out of purgatory into heaven. He falls over the treasure of indulgences.
Yeah.
I know Catholicism. See? And you get so many credits for saying Hail Mary. You see?
Understand?
And you get your happy to pass out, you don't have enough faith. See? Then when a ball comes from Peter or Mary or some and adds to yours, they'll get you by. It only costs about $40. You can pay that on time. You see what I'm talking about? People stepping down, leaving all that junk.
Mm-hmm. True.
Guessing 550 minutes, I was putting it here. See? You see? Don't make no, God ain't got no job. God, he did that time around that. God worshiping him. All right, read.
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. Yes. I will
ascend above the heights of the clouds. Is that right? Is that what you said? You said clouds. Now, hold it right there.
Hold it right there.
Now, Leviticus 16:2.
And Yahweh said unto Moses.
You must have had that in my presence. And Yahweh said unto Moses. Now look, you have a you just tell Aaron, your brother. All right. Read.
That he come not at all times.
That he come not at all times. Now wait a minute, now he told you he was only supposed to go in there once every year, on the 10th day of October, or the Day of Atonement. And he is telling y'all, he's telling Lord, he's telling Moses, you tell Aaron, the high priest, don't he come in here every day, you understand? Now you get sick, you better tell him about that, you see. All right, see,
before the mercy seat.
See, before the mercy seat. Now, the mercy seat was above upon the eye.
Yeah.
You see, all right, read.
That
he die not.
For I will appear in the cloud.
Now, I will appear. I will appear in the cloud.
Upon the mercy seat.
See? You see that? You see that now? That's why he said, I will appear. It was in the veil. between the wings of the cherubim, in the cloud, above upon the mercy seat. Now here's that old bastard, riding around on the skin of his death story, on men's shoulders, just like they carry the ox.
Right.
With the rings run through it, the priest, is that right?
Yes.
You following what I'm saying? See? And he's getting up there, you know. That's how I mean, everybody understands. Yeah, you got the picture right in the book. And I mean, that is one of them, too.
Right.
That ain't no the nice drawing. That's a photograph. That's a picture. See? Now here's how the thing was done both ways. Take a walk. You look like y'all want to do something. Take a walk. So I was held in the crowd between the wings of the chest. Is that right? Above on the mercy seat. See? Now he is saying, I will ascend above.
not that bad, but... Now, here's the current ordinance.
Right. There's a place within the sun, and all.